HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
So much has changed in the last year, from eating out in restaurants to eating home-cooked meals, from hugs to namaste, and from working at an office to working from home.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The Okay, Not Okay Show.
The Okay, Not Okay Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
Today we're going to talk about effective parenting in times of work from home. Parenting during the pandemic hasn't been easy for most people. Juggling work from home, childcare, parent or in-laws care, homeschooling, and so much more. It's been absolutely challenging and overwhelming, to say the least. According to a March 2020 study conducted by researchers at the University of Michigan, it seems parents are running out of patience. And you can't really entirely blame them. They've reported more frequent yelling and disciplining of their kids than prior to the pandemic. It has really been a difficult phase, especially the times when in the middle of a very important meeting, your four-year-old child wants your attention and wants it now. So what do you do in a situation like this? We really need to remember that it's important to keep calm. Lines between professional and personal life are getting blurred, with us having to complete tasks in between times when kids don't need our attention. I've been receiving a lot of calls, so let's talk to our first caller. Hello and welcome to the show. How can I help you?
Hi Neerja, I'm Ria. I work as a CEO of an early stage startup. I've two young kids, Amara and Aryan. My husband and I are used to managing the usual challenges like coordinating school activities for our kids, household chores, all the usual stuff. But when we were both asked to work from home indefinitely, things got tricky. Our kids thought it was a vacation and would just not listen to us. They would not even let us get any work done. Moreover, just during the meetings, they'd start fighting. Sometimes I just feel like running away to a place where I can get some me time.
Hello, Ria. I so hear you and can totally relate with that feeling of just wanting to run away. Yours is a common concern, not that it makes it any easier to deal with. But what may help is maintaining a routine, which is more or less the same, especially during the workdays. Also, having a partner swap with you. So say every 4 hours, one partner works and the other takes care of the kids. So in that way, neither of you will feel overburdened. And also when you are working, then you're able to focus on your work. Of course, explaining to the kids repeatedly that mom and dad work from home, it's not party time, I think that will also help. Keeping time in the evenings designated for fun time will also help them realize and know the difference between work time and party time. And most importantly, Ria, remember to keep calm because it's okay. They will eventually understand. If you are working from home with your kids around, you know it can be a challenge when you need to focus on one or the other. But we're here to hear you out. So let's speak to our next caller. Hello, who's this?
Hi Neerja, I am Nithi. I have a 10-year-old daughter. She understands that I work from home, but there are times when she just refuses to let me work. She believes that since I'm at home, I'm supposed to attend to all her needs first. And I try to be a perfect parent for her, but this has also impacted my work.
Hello, Nidhi. Thank you so much for calling in. You know, I can totally understand your predicament. Starting to create boundaries would probably be the first thing that I'd do. You know, children will always think of you as a parent first. But at that age, if you tell her your boundaries, I'm sure she'll learn to respect them. You can explain to her that if she needs your attention, she can knock once, and if you don't respond, means you're in a meeting or busy with work. Initially, you know, she may keep knocking, but let her. Don't respond to her, and she will eventually learn to accept that. Of course, boundaries are also meant for work, so have fixed hours, and after that, spend enough time with her. Don't attend to calls post-work hours, or at least try to lessen them as much as possible. And just spending that quality time with your child will really help. In fact, even my 17-year-old gets very sweetly annoyed at me if I answer my mails or even answer a single call once I'm with her post-work. So I do make it a point to keep my phone away, and I really want to respect that time together. After all, if she didn't care, she wouldn't really want my attention, right? If any of our listeners have any suggestions for Nidhi, WhatsApp them to me on 8108-943-943. Well, it's been over a year now and the new normal has still not become the old normal.
Hi Neerja ma'am, I have a son Atharva, he's 3, and in the past year or so since we have been working from home, he has become extremely dependent on me. When I have calls and meetings, he insists on sitting with me and cries if I don't allow him near me. On the other hand, when I let him sit with me, he speaks when I have to talk.
So if I was your boss or colleague, I'd love talking to Atharva, but of course I know it's really cute for an outsider but can be a huge challenge for you. Maybe what you can try is making a schedule for your son, which is planned around your work schedule. Remember to slot in some fun activities for him, particularly during your important meetings, which may help him keep happy and distracted. But remember, this is a two-way street, so you will also need to set expectations at work. If you feel it's a kind of a day that the child is being a little too clingy or wanting extra attention from you, give your team a heads up, and I'm sure they'll accommodate you. But remember, the key is not to panic or get angry. Keep calm because it's okay. Now's the time for our homework, which we are going to do together. Because to be a happy parent, you need to be constantly evolving and learning to do new things with your kids and alone too. So one day this week, try and get done early from work and plan to do something with your child, something that both of you love. Be it baking, watching a movie, playing cards, or just anything common that you'll fancy. I think spending that extra time with them and seeing that smile on their face and yours is really worth it. Believe you me, bonding over activities is the best way to bond. And while you're at it, send in your photos to me on our WhatsApp number 8108-943-943. And in the next episode of the OK Not OK Show, we will talk about how to make your child responsible. Hugs and love, Nisha Birla.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.